2025 Super Bowl picks, predictions, and betting locks.
We've gone 7 for 8 over the last 2 weeks making these perfect picks. And in today's episode, we got 4 more locks to make you big money. This episode of the Beam Pod is presented by BlockBet.
BlockBet offers the best combination of crypto gambling and sports betting, significant bonuses, and has global media branding awareness via their official partnership with the UFC.
Here's how to join BlockBet while receiving the maximum bonus and rewards.
Using our exclusive Beanstalk promo code, you can sign up now and receive a 200% deposit match bonus of up to $500 and 50 free spins on Gates of Olympus.
And if you deposit 50 block or more, you will receive 50 additional free spins on Sweet Bonanza.
We've been making a ton of money using BlockBet, and now you can too. Welcome to Beanstalk Bets. This is Shane, aka Jolly Green.
And this is Josh, aka Nifty.
The last 2 weeks, we've gone 7 for 8 on our betting picks, which means that anyone that's been following our videos has been making big money betting on football. Not only are we going to tell you who's going to win the Super Bowl, but we're going to tell you some other ways that you can make money betting on the big game.
Okay, we have a very interesting matchup. It is one of the best run games in the league in Philadelphia against what might be the GOAT, the best quarterback of all time, taking down Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. This is a very interesting matchup, and there's a few ways that we're going to bet on this to make big money this weekend. What are we looking at?
All right, so look, you know we love the Eagles on this show. We've been betting on the Eagles consistently all year up until this point. I even picked them to win the Super Bowl in our 2024 season preview episode.
Wow.
So am I going to go against in this game? We'll see. But really, when you look into it, the Eagles have not lost a football game since September. They lost one game where Jalen Hurts went down. Other than that, they've won every single game they've played. And a lot of the times, they're beating teams down. And they're doing it with one of the best combinations that you can have in the NFL. The number one running game and a number one defense. That is a formula for playoff success that is tried, tested, and true, because a run game and a defense is consistent. Passing games can come and go with timing and drops, but a run game and a defense, that shows up every single week. That's why we like the Eagles. But you know what? You got to hand it to the Chiefs. They keep winning games, even though they keep winning one-score games with questionable calls, being handed games. Josh Allen got the first down. No, he didn't. Ball hit the ground. No, it didn't. The Chiefs keep winning games, one score. It's a formula that they've done all year. They're going for their third Super Bowl in a row. But for me, when you look at the units, okay, you have the number one defense in the league versus the number 16 offense in the league in the Chiefs. Then you have the number 8 offense with the Eagles against the number 9 defense in the Chiefs. So for me, on paper, the Eagles are the more talented team. I think they have more game breakers. They have more stars on their team in their current forms, at their current points in their career. So for me, I'm leaning towards the Eagles in this game.
Yeah, look, what's that famous saying? Offense wins games, defense wins championships. We have the number one defense in the league against the pass, yards per game allowed, third down conversions against, you know, a passing offense that ranks, what, 16th in the league? So when I look at an Eagles team that is scoring, on average, 5 more points per game than Kansas City, their point differential is plus 10 versus Kansas City's plus 3. So they're scoring significantly more points, but they're also shutting teams down. Mm-hmm. I think the offensive side of the ball, we have a Philadelphia team that is just an absolute beast. They just wear teams down into the fourth quarter. When you have Saquon Barkley coming at you full steam ahead, putting up 200 yards a game, that really wears you down from a line. If you're a linebacker, you have safeties having to step up and help. We haven't even needed the rest of the weapons that exist with Jalen Hurts, you know, being able to toss it to the outside to A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. They even have a healthy Goddard.
Yeah.
So this is an extremely healthy offense that is capable of moving the ball up and down the field. They've demonstrated day in and day out. I think, you know, with the Eagles being able to move the ball on the ground as effectively as they have, Kansas City is not going to have the amount of possessions necessary against the number one defense. And when the Eagles are underdogs by 1.5 points, I'm looking to take the underdogs here in the Eagles.
Yeah, there's two things I want to key on from watching the games last week. One, on the Eagles side, Jalen Hurts looked a lot healthier last game than he did in the previous weeks. Now, they were still winning in those previous weeks, but he was still kind of had that brace on, limping around a little bit. He looked pretty healthy and unleashed against the Commanders last week. He was running around. He was throwing missiles to A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert. He looked a lot better to me just from the eye test than he had in previous weeks. Now he's got another 2 weeks to get healthy for the Super Bowl. So that is a key for me, a healthy Jalen Hurts into the Super Bowl. On the other side, what you saw in that Chiefs-Bills game, in the first half, the Bills were trying to throw the ball too much. In the second half, the Bills figured it out. They can run the ball against the Chiefs. The Eagles are not going to make that same mistake and go an entire half before figuring that they can run the ball against the Chiefs. The Eagles' run game is better than the Bills. The Eagles have the number one run game in the NFL, and the Chiefs' defense looked susceptible against the Bills' running game. Well, how do you think they're going to deal with the Eagles' running game and Saquon Barkley, who's running for like 200 yards a game right now and two TDs? So I think the Eagles see the weakness in the Chiefs' defense, which is potentially their run game. And I think the Eagles' offense is as healthy as it's been all year with Jalen Hurts. So these are two more things that see trends that I think the Eagles, as an underdog, I think we have to take them to win this game and stop the Chiefs dynasty forever.
You say that because you're a Patriots fan. All right, so we do have a special combo boost through you through our official partnership with BlockBet. We are going to get these odds boosted for you. You're not going to find them anywhere else. We have built a custom parlay for you in this game. So the very first leg of this parlay is the Eagles covering the spread at plus 1.5. Mm-hmm. The second part of this parlay is who's going to score some touchdowns. Mm-hmm. And we have two key people that we believe will find the end zone.
Yeah, so as I was just mentioning, the Eagles, the run game, Saquon Barkley, he is on absolute fire right now. And if you watched the Bills-Chiefs game last week, you can say, look, the Chiefs were allowing some yards to James Cook on the ground. So I think you take Saquon Barkley for a touchdown here. And then what do the Eagles do better than any other team in the league? When they get to the goal line, when they get to the 2-3 yard line, it's the tush push. It's the brotherly shove. That whole sequence against the Commanders last week where they were about to award them the score. I think we see at least one more tush push. So I think Jalen Hurts to score a touchdown should be added to that parlay.
Yeah, so over the last two games, two games ago, Saquon scored two touchdowns, and we had Jalen Hurts scoring one. Last week, Saquon scored three touchdowns, Jalen Hurts scoring three touchdowns. These guys are on average scoring, you know, four touchdowns per game. Most of it comes on the ground. I can see Saquon scampering for, you know, maybe one of those long 15, 20-yard runs. Mm-hmm. But then there's also that tush push when they get close to the end zone. So the second leg of this parlay is going to be those two key players, Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts for a touchdown. Again, the referral link is in the description, and that's where you're going to get the boosted odds. You won't find this odds anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. And there's a final, one more addition to this combo parlay. We said we had four locks for this week. And I looked for the Eagles, we've mentioned, the number one passing defense in the league, right? All year, they've allowed the lowest amount of yards in the air per game. They allowed the lowest yards per catch per game. So we say, okay, how many yards is Mahomes going to throw? And then we look back to the last time these two teams met in the Super Bowl, just 2 years ago. The Chiefs put up 38 points, and Mahomes threw for 180 yards. So do you think Mahomes now going against the number one passing defense in the league is going to be able to throw for over 250 yards? I think not.
So here, my exact same thesis is we have Mahomes who throws for 250 yards 50% of the time. Well, now he's up against the number one pass defense, so if just from an odds perspective, just from a mathematical like way of looking at it, it's all likelihood that he's going to be under that 250 yards. Mm-hmm. I also think Philly's going to possess the ball a lot longer because of the run game. So I think there's going to be less possessions for Kansas City than what they're used to. Another opportunity where Mahomes isn't going to be on the field to rack up the amount of yards necessary. Mm-hmm. So we're taking the under on Mahomes 250 yards passing.
Yeah, so the special Beanstalk combo parlay with boosted odds that you're not going to get anywhere but BlockBet. The link for this bet, specific bet, is in the description of the episode, is Eagles plus 1.5. It's Jalen Hurts to score a touchdown. It's Saquon Barkley to score a touchdown. And Patrick Mahomes under 250 yards passing.
We hope you guys like this episode. Make sure you tune to the next one.
That one is going to be a banger.